Welcome to your self-love sermon, a five-minute faith-filled word for your spirit, your mindset, and your purpose. I'm Nick Austin, and I came to remind you of who you are and who you're becoming. Let's get into it. The word for today comes from Romans 12 and 2 from the Message version, which says this: don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Today's sermon is called, "You're Allowed to Outgrow What Broke You." You are allowed to outgrow what broke you. Just because you used to survive in dysfunction doesn't mean you were created to stay there. That toxic mindset, that barely getting by faith, those relationships that drained the light out of you, they may have shaped you, but they don't define you. God is growing you out of survival mode. He's calling you into thriving, not tolerating. And hear me when I say this. Growth will feel like guilt at first, because you'll start saying no to things you used to say yes to. You'll start loving yourself out loud. You'll start protecting your peace like it's holy, because it is. But the enemy will try to twist that. He'll make you feel like you're being too much, or like you owe people access to the version of you that's barely made it. No, not anymore. God is not just healing you, He's elevating you. And with elevation comes separation. Not because you're better, but because you're becoming. You are not who you used to be. You prayed for this. You cried for this. You broke generational patterns for this. So now it's time to own it. Let the healing be loud. Let the peace be permanent. Let the boundaries be unapologetic. You're not abandoning people. You're aligning with your purpose. Write this in your journal or speak it out loud daily this week. I'm no longer available for what broke me. I give myself permission to grow, heal, and protect my peace unapologetically. Let me repeat that again. I'm no longer available for what broke me. I give myself permission to grow, heal, and protect my peace unapologetically. Now, go do one thing this week that honors the healed version of you, even if it's uncomfortable. You got this, and God's got you. I'm Nick Austin, and this was your self-love sermon. I'll see you next time, showing up, growing up, and glowing up the Coro way.